about cheese. Make your thoughts cheesier. Now add 100% chicken breast fillet, chipotle sauce and a mega cheese melt. And it's giving the new cheesy chicken stack at McDonald's. Did we mention it's cheesy?
Cheese.
Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Subject to availability.
Here's your afternoon TMB Tech Minute for Monday, December 1st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Attorneys general from seven states are launching an inquiry into buy now, pay later lenders, including Affirm and Klarna. The AGs sent a letter Monday to the six largest buy now, pay later providers seeking information about their pricing and repayment structures, as well as consumer contracts, agreements, and disclosures. The inquiry aims to determine whether the companies are complying with consumer protection laws and if their products may be placing consumers at financial risk. Klarna said in a statement it has built safeguards into its services. Affirm said it supports, quote, thoughtful regulation and consistent industry standards. Shares of Shopify fell after the e-commerce platform reported an outage. The company said some of its merchants are having trouble accessing their point-of-sale systems and logging onto its platform. As a result, some merchants may see an issue with in-store checkouts. Online checkouts aren't affected. The company said it's continuing to investigate and mitigate the issue. The stock fell nearly 6% on Monday, though overall, shares are up this year. And Strategy, a Bitcoin treasury company, cut its outlook amid a recent slide in Bitcoin prices. The company said today it now expects to report between a loss of $5.5 billion and a profit of $6.3 billion for the year. The updated guidance is down significantly from its October guidance for a profit of $24 billion. Strategy stock has lost nearly half its value this year. The company also sold shares to establish a $1.44 billion US dollar reserve to support future dividends and debt interest payments. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.